Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Three of Pentacles, and this really precious card comes to us from Australian artist Lindy Longhurst. This is a deck in progress, and you can follow Lindy Longhurst on Facebook and Instagram. And she's also a sculptor, and if you love the cards, you will love her sculptures. Another day, another three. Yesterday was the Three of Wands. We talked about planning and foresight and strategy. And today we're going to talk a little more about planning, specifically getting the plan together, assembling the team, making those diagrams, preparing to put the plan into place. After all, it isn't going to be much longer before Mercury goes direct on October the 2nd. So, in another week or so, you're going to be wanting to, you know, say that I have a plan and I'm ready to enact it and to get some things going. Today we have a Scorpio moon, which will enable you to be much more decisive when it comes to this plan. It doesn't mean, you know, because it's not really time yet to, you know, act upon it, but to get it together, make those diagrams. I like to think of the Three of Pentacles, like having a blueprint, right? And getting that blueprint and tweaking it. If you follow my calendar of planetary events on my website, tarotbycecilia.com, you may have already read this entry. It's a post for today. An aspect with Mars trine Saturn. Mars, of course, is in Gemini at the moment and in shadow preparing to retrograde. And Saturn is retrograde in the sign of Aquarius. But what I have written, and if you listen to my September Love and Finance, that one was only available to my subscribers, I spoke of a bookend energy. All right, so let's talk about this. This is your bookend to the energy which began the month of September. Mars provides the passion, courage, and the necessary drive in order to get the job done, while Saturn brings the discipline necessary to complete a difficult task. Saturn wants to help you to put positive influences into place in your life for the long term, and to do them in a manner which is not costly to you and suits your budget as well. You can accomplish great things here, perhaps ones which had seemed daunting to you in the past, and now you find you can apply yourself with a more determined focus. This is a great way to be ending the month of September. And by the way, the October reading is available YouTube and Instagram for free, and also within the body of my blog post. I can't think of where else I may have put it, but of course it's available on the subscription platforms as well. However, if you check out my calendar, you can read about the things that are happening each day, if there are any planetary influences that you need to take note of. And this is definitely an important one. So I like this, because in the context of our Three of Pentacles, when you put a plan into play, do you think that it's just, you know, like a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants plan, and maybe it'll work out, and maybe, you know, okay, well, if it lasts a week, or do you want it to last a lifetime or a few years? You know, what's your goal with the plan? So this energy that's available to you is helping you to take action which will sustain you for the long term, okay, and putting practices into play. So getting this plan together, getting the team together, you know, the saying, this card is the teamwork makes the dream work card. And sometimes you have to bring together different individuals with different areas of expertise. You know, if everybody knew all the same things and nobody had anything different to bring to the table, it would be kind of boring. So different levels of experience and different experiences definitely help complete the picture in a much better fashion. So today is a day to take that courage, that passion, and that drive, and to do something with it. All right. And I think for each individual, you already know what that something should be. Now, if you want to have an idea, you know, what to think of the long term, have a listen to the New Moon in Libra Tarot Guidance and the October Love and Finance. And I think that they will be very helpful in showing you how things are playing out over the coming months. Also, make sure you follow my calendar and keep up with what is going on, because I very often also include exactly what each thing means for your sign. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.